I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Doctors and nurses can help educate patients about the links between climate change and health problems, like asthma, heat stress, and Lyme disease. But research shows that many healthcare providers hesitate to raise the topic with their patients. Some feel unqualified to discuss it.
Another issue is just feeling like there's not enough time to talk about climate change.
Ben Fulgencio Turner is with Climate for Health, a program led by the nonprofit EcoAmerica. The group offers a free online course and other resources for healthcare professionals about the links between climate and health, and how to easily bring that information into the conversations they're already having with patients.
The goal of that is to both get over that initial barrier of feeling like this is outside of their lane or they don't know enough, as well as giving a structure and framework for having climate conversations.
For example, talking about the risks of exposure to extreme heat or wildfire smoke can fit right into a conversation about reducing asthma triggers or staying safe during a pregnancy. So his group is helping build a network of doctors and nurses who are better prepared to protect patients in a warming world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need and deserve to be heard. We have so much music to get to, not just this week, but the next 2 weeks. Let's get right into talking about programming for the month of December. This episode and next week are the last two quote-unquote regular episodes of Girly So Groovy, where we will be doing our regular thing here at the program. 3 weeks from this episode, we will be doing our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums and honorable mentions for 2025. My absolute favorite episode all year long. It's an episode that I work on all year long. And then 4 weeks from this episode, we will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza, mama. Yes, it's our annual Christmas and holiday show. So you are going to definitely want to stay in the know about all the programming throughout December. Remember, you can do that through our social media channels. We can be found on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and Groovy, ending with an IE. Instagram, it's a little easier. We're at GSG Radio. Now, let's talk about this episode. Coming up in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Molly Birch, Suki Waterhouse, Boy Genius, Lucy Dacus, Lightning Dust, new music from the from US Girls coming up. But when we talk about 2025 quickly coming to an end with just two regular programs left, there is a particular album that I could not let the year come to an end without addressing. 50 years ago, in 1975, trailblazer punk goddess Patti Smith burst onto the scene with her incredible breakout debut album, Horses. With that album, Patti Smith single-handedly transformed punk and rock music forever. This is an album that has had incredible influence on Girly So Groovy from the start of the show. Not only has it had an influence, it has an impact in terms of the timing of things. When Horses was just shy of being 25 years old, just a little, 20 when it turned 26 years old, halfway through the existence of this album, Girly So Groovy burst onto the scene. So while Horses is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, Girly So Groovy is celebrating its 25th anniversary coming up this summer in July. On that very first episode of Girly So Groovy back in July of 2001, back when I was co-hosting the show with my friend Dan, we wrapped up the very first episode of Girly So Groovy by paying homage to the trailblazing punk goddess Patti Smith by featuring her song Land on Girly So Groovy. From that point, that album, that artist has had such influence on the show. The show has always been about celebrating trailblazers and people living in the margins, and Patti Smith represents that oh so well. So to pay homage to that 50th anniversary, but also to start planning ahead for the 25th anniversary of Girly So Groovy, let's start where that first episode of GSG ended. Here, my friends, is Patti Smith from that phenomenal debut album, Horses. It's Land here on Girly So Groovy.
Boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. His gold nerves merged perfectly. He merged perfectly with the hallway. He merged perfectly in the mirror in the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny. He pressed him against a locker. He drove it in. He drove it home. He drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling he's been surrounded by horses, 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 horses coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 singing on how to pound like
can't you show me nothing but surrender? Johnny gets up, takes off his leather jacket, digs through his chest. Silken hair and found a stair, and I didn't waste time. I just walked right up and saw that up there, there is a sea up there. There's a sea up there. There's a sea. Sees the possibility. There's no land but the land. There's no sea but the sea. There's no keeper of the key. There's a wall of possibilities. Possibilities. Up there. There are several walls. Possibilities. Of possibilities up there. The first possibility is the sea around me. I'm standing there with my legs spread like a sailboat. I felt his hand on my knee on the screen, and I looked at Johnny and handed him a branch of coral flame in the heart of man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his smooth throat, spewing, and let it dip in the veins, dip in to the sea, to the sea. Of possibilities, dip in.
It started hardening in my hand.
To the sea.
And I felt the arrows of
possibilities. I put my hand inside his cranium. Oh, we had such a brainiac. No more, but no more, no more. I gotta move from my mind to the air. Go, go, go. Gotta go and do the what you see. Yeah, do the what you see. You go and to shine open. Coiled snakes, white. Red stream, went streaming.
Like a sea of jelly. And so he seized. First, his vocal cords shot up. Possibility. Mad pituitary glands. It was a black tube. He felt himself disintegrate. Nothing happening. Go inside the black tube. Said when he looked out into
sunrise in primordial chaos, angels welcoming the dirt, fire and ice, weeping cerulean blue over matter, perceiving itself again and again, wiping new sweat from its brows, it ran, trickling down into fjords and into the beating heart of the first falcon. I who have sat by Thebes below the wall, born of earth, of air, of water, of fire. All these years I shrunk smaller and smaller till I'm so, so big. Peeking over this wasted land, the ocean winking in my pearl eyes. Sublime, I die, divide, divide. Sipping the fragments like poppy wine, a rich oblivion, fertile, swimming beneath the cracked earth.
Be concealed, I am unmanageable.
This is what we mean when we say Girly Sir Groovy is dedicated to the women who rock. I have to say, it's been a hot minute since a debut album has excited me as much as that of Brighton, UK quartet, The New Eves. Witchiness pervades the whole album. The band calls it paganistic feminism. It plays like a feral incantation to Patti Smith or Susie Sue, The Slits, Bikini Kill, PJ Harvey, or Marianne Faithfull, Kathleen Hanna, all the other women who are waiting for a new Eve to rise. The album is called The New Eve is Rising. It was released back in August. We heard Circles from The New Eves. It's kicking off the entire 2 hours. It is Patti Smith from her 50th anniversary album, Horses. We heard the song Land. Okay, honey, the land. Honey, the land. If you know, you know. All right, let's keep things going. Right now, where are we going to go to? Oh, I know. We are going to go to indie rock act The Organ right now here on Girly So Groovy.
You letting the ghost out.